During your time of involvement with World Heritage, are there any sort of big decisions the committee took that influenced, that have been really influential down the road in terms of implementing the convention?
I just think that for IUCN, the fact that the director general went, and I don't even take credit for it, it's a no-brainer. It raised it on the policy influencing agenda for us. So it did influence the way we worked with the other conventions, actually. To be a little bit more courageous in speaking out, always polite but firm. And I think actually it influenced the way we worked with the CITES convention and the way we worked with the Convention on Biological Diversity and even the Climate Convention. So it was good for us to grow up a little bit in the policy advisory role that we had.
Can you elaborate on that? I'm always interested in the synergy among the different conventions, because I do think there are a lot of silos, certainly on the cultural side. And the synergy issue is an important one as the world gets smaller, as you say.
You know, I remember having some meetings with some of the convention heads, including World Heritage, in Geneva to start to talk about more synergies, because we really thought that there was very little. I actually was at the Rio Convention in 1992, representing the Natural Science World, the International Council for Science. And there were not too many of us, but a good number, a handful of smart people, who really argued that the three conventions, which have become known as the Rio Conventions on climate, on biodiversity, and on desertification, become one convention, or at least be located in the same physical space. And that, of course, countries really were just thinking about what they wanted. So Canada, for example, really wanted the headquarters in Montreal of the CBD, the Convention on Biological Diversity. Geneva wanted climate, didn't get it, went to Bonn. Finally, desertification went to Bonn, but a different part of the city. They never talked to each other. And I still think this is a big mistake. They now talk about speaking together, but it still should be corrected. That wouldn't be so difficult to get those conventions to at least be under the same roof. But what country wants to give up the prestige of hosting a convention of the United Nations? IUCN now is trying to bring those issues together. But the big challenge for us are these silos.